Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
What up?
Memorial Day. Before we get started, we want to take a second to remember and honor those who've given their lives to serve in this country. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Big shout out to everybody in the Army, the Marines, the Air Force,
yes.
Even the Boy Scouts. Everybody gets love.
Everybody, yes. Putting their lives in danger for us.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Salute.
Salute.
Now, we do have a great show for you today, and you want to know how you could land a date with Martha Stewart, huh? Do you?
Everybody's wondering.
Exactly.
Really?
It's gonna cost you. Plus, we're going over some crazy celeb middle names. Like, did you know this actor's middle name is Tiffany? We'll tell you who in a little bit, but first, Portia, what you got, yo?
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have a 3-year-old daughter named Wyatt and a 14-month-old son named Dimitri.
Okay.
That's a new name for them, right?
Dimitri.
And Mila recently opened up about the difference between raising a boy versus raising a girl. And spoiler alert, girls are smarter.
Yeah, we already know that.
Thank you. Who runs the world?
Girls.
And y'all spoil as hell.
In the interview, she said, they're incredibly different. My boy's like a sloth. He's wonderful and I love him, but the truth is, women are smarter than men. And I have this evidence from the two different humans that I created. Girls are just like on it, and boys are like dum-da-dum-dum. They're more like little linebackers going through life and like Neanderthal-ish.
That kind of makes sense. Because guys, we have the tendency to just kind of blunt force our way through life.
Yes.
And women, like, you know, try to think things out.
Mm-hmm.
Plan it, make sure everything goes perfect.
Yep.
So there's no delays and no traffic.
Yep. And my mom told me that I came out talking, and she said my brother didn't really start talking until he was like 3.
Really?
Yeah, and like she was like 3 or 4. Mm. Whatever is weird is how late he started talking.
Oh man.
I won't tell you which brother.
But she loves him more.
Yeah, they were best friends. Best friends. But she don't love him more.
I think you're trying to say you talk too much in the beginning.
Oh yeah, I was on her nerves.
Shut up, so she got on her nerves.
Yes.
She loved him. She was like, shut up. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, you go with mama. You gonna stay your talkative ass at home.
Yeah. Always messing with
P. William. Sorry.
The quiet kid gets the attention.
But what about, you don't have any girls,
I
do
have no
you?
Girls, nah.
Oh. Aww. You gotta try for a girl now.
Yeah. boys are cool.
He probably tried the last couple times.
He's young, 3 for 3 at the free throw line.
Right.
Well, speaking of kids, y'all, Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling have 2 little daughters at home under the age of 3, Esmeralda and Amada. Mm. And Ava has been making that bank with her own fashion line for New York and Company. And in a recent interview, she was asked about fashion when it comes to her kids.
Oh, I didn't even know she represented them.
Me either.
That line has been popping.
Okay. Well, she said, thank God there's no fashion talk, but I let them wear whatever they want. They have the right. They want to wear jammies all day, or if they want to go in costume to the market, I let them do that stuff. In other words, you need to pick your battles.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this type of parenting.
Me too.
When I see
so cute.
Looking like little superheroes at the market. It's so cute to me.
But that ain't happening, honey.
Why?
Keisha ain't letting little Lulu.
I know. My mom done already said my child probably gonna look like a poodle, honey. She gonna have them big fluffy socks. She gonna have a big old flower dress. But my thing is, when you grow up, you got to dress a certain way anyway. So yes. As a kid, we got to dress a certain way for work. Well, some people do appropriately. Mm. But, you know, you got to dress a certain way for work.
That's appropriately?
No, it's not.
Okay.
This is Portia Ware.
Up next, Just Jerry put together a compilation of celebrity middle names, and some of these is actually pretty surprising.
Mm.
Like, let's talk about Ben Affleck. His middle name?
What?
Is Gaza.
Gaza.
Ben Gaza Affleck.
Ben Gaza.
Oh.
Or Benjamin, if you want to be formal.
Well, what is that about? Where is that name from? I've been Gaza.
Adele has two middle names. It's Lori Blue. And Beyonce's middle name, Gary, I'm already sure you know
this. Yeah, son of Giselle, honey. Yep. I knew that.
And yeah. Justin Timberlake's is Randall.
You know what?
Randall Timberlake.
Lori Blue really matches Adele. Yeah. Like, that almost could have been her artist name.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, she had an alter ego to do country music.
Too. Doesn't she have pretty blue eyes?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Look, I said,
Yeah, this next one's going to blow your mind.
What?
Or maybe it won't. Richard Gere's middle name is? Tiffany.
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 Yeah.
How in the hell they did that?
Now,
Now, come on.
That ain't even universally switched.
Oh. Well, Tiffany was his mother's maiden name.
That's like Beyonce. Her name is not, that's her mama's maiden name. Her mama name was, Tina's name was Tina Beyonce.
Yeah, their whole family's last name is Beyonce.
And they gave it to her as her first name.
Right.
So. No, they weren't going to let that beautiful name go.
Exactly. Yeah,
they were like, if she get married, she's still going to be a Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah. Beyonce.
That's right. All right, well, moving on. America's Got Talent returns tomorrow. And as Mel B walked into a taping for the show, she proved that celebrities are just like us.
What'd she do?
Well, Mel B was spotted lifting her armpits and checking and giving it a good snip check.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. She seemed like she'd be like the person most likely to do that out of the crew that's on there.
And not even care if somebody took the picture.
Okay.
You know, just
we
be
all
like,
have
yeah,
done that, honey. That. We all have done that.
Like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but her armpits are shaved. Do you still sniff?
It's it's your body. You can smell it if you want to.
But it wouldn't smell if you don't have no hair on it.
No, you know what? Women, sometimes our body chemicals change a little bit, and we have to change our deodorants, and you want to make sure that each one you switch to still got you sure.
Hello. Mm-hmm. A confident.
Yes. Does that mean I use a different deodorant for each arm?
No. Like, your body chemistry may change, and, like, secret, you know, be telling on you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you may get a little funky there.
I'm doing Dove today.
Yeah,
that secret get a little strong sometimes.
Dove wasn't killing me. I was killing that Dove. Baby, it was when Doves cry, honey.
Okay. Dig it, you will, the odor.
Okay, it was not doing nothing for me.
If you will, the odor.
This is normal, though.
Well, y'all, there's a new book out about Meghan Markle, and some of the stories took us by surprise.
Oh. Hmm.
Andrew Morton, the author who wrote Princess Diana's biography, reveals that Meghan was obsessed with Harry's mom, Princess Diana, as a child, and was devastated when she died.
Oh.
That's normal. We all were.
We all were.
Yeah. I don't think to the extent she was. The book says Meghan and her friend watched the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales, in early September 1997, and tears coursing down their cheeks at the poignant moment when the camera zoomed in on the royal coffin.
Oh.
I was crying, too.
Yeah.
Andrew also quotes a friend of Meghan saying she was always fascinated by the royal family. She wants to be Princess Diana 2.0.
Well, this girl, are they trying to say she willed herself into being a princess?
That's what it sounds like.
She manifested. She spoke that into life, honey.
And you guys, another interesting tidbit we learned from the book was that Meghan practiced her meeting with Queen Elizabeth months before she actually met Queen Elizabeth.
You bet.
Okay.
You better. Now, if you're meeting Karen out in Decatur, honey, you can just show up with some flowers and some ribs. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to the royal family's home, better know the proper things to do.
Okay.
Well, Meghan visited the tea room for afternoon tea to learn all the protocols that go along with drinking tea, including crooking her pinky finger as she held her cup and saucer.
Wait, what you do with the pinky? Because I thought...
Like when you... I think you...
Oh, we do that with Hennessy.
Yeah, we do that.
We pick that Hennessy up, taste that thing.
Okay.
You had to practice that.
Oh, yeah.
I had some good Hennessy.
What?
Mm. Yeah, I could have taught you that, girl. Now, what else
you
learned?
My grandma Ben told me that.
All right.
Mm. See, like, they would have came over here doing that, and we would have thought they prepared to come meet us.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool, yo. Coming up next, Mindy Kaling learned a thing or two about how Oprah gets rich. We'll tell you the shocking thing she's doing with her money coming up next.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Oprah Winfrey is definitely an inspiration to women all over the world.
And men, too.
That's right, Gary. While promoting their movie A Wrinkle in Time earlier this year, Mindy Kaling revealed that Oprah inspired her to invest in a professional soccer team.
That's random.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Well, Mindy invested in Swansea City, which is a Welsh soccer team that plays in a Premier League. She said, "I mean, football is such an amazing sport. It's so incredibly popular worldwide. And honestly, I'm inspired by Oprah. She invests in things she believes in. And I believe in this team, and I think it's a smart choice."
Oh, you definitely right. It's a smart choice. Okay. I would follow my money wherever hers is going.
Okay.
Well, what are we doing next, Oprah? Okay. Where are we at?
I don't think Oprah's ever financially taken an L.
No, she definitely hasn't.
And Oprah said she's going to invest in the team as well, to which the team tweeted out, "Any friend of Mindy Kaling is a friend of ours. You're welcome anytime, Oprah."
Mm-hmm. Oprah, she said they're out there as a sacrificial lamb. Like, you know,
okay.
Invest in a soccer team. I heard it has a really good tip on
right?
it.
Right.
Oh, now I'm going to do it.
You know, she's so rich, and she seems like the type of friend that if she does steer you wrong, she'll give you money back.
Okay? Yeah. I don't even think she'd take L's because so she's losing no money, even if she loses a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. She buys the people who said she took an L.
All right.
All right, y'all, let's talk about Drew Barrymore. Now, she's shooting that really popular Netflix show, Santa Clarita Diet, and she says while she's on set, her own diet is on point, but once the show goes on hiatus, she immediately starts pigging out.
That's really? Normal.
Well, while she says she doesn't mind putting on a few extra pounds, she described one of the worst possible things for a woman to hear. So a woman stopped and congratulated her for being pregnant.
Oh?
Oh, that is the worst.
So, Drew said, "No, I'm just fat right now." And I walked out the restaurant and I was like, "Oh man, that is rough."
Yeah.
That is rough.
Yeah. Well, honey,
actually horrible.
Honey, log on to my Instagram. Any picture from the side. I'm like, I'm just always bloated. I'm not pregnant.
Portia, your stomach is not, girl, if you don't get out of here.
And I refuse to edit my stomach.
I know that's right.
It is what it is, okay?
She's lying. It bothers her, clearly.
And I steady post it. I ain't gonna edit it.
She currently holds the record right now for longest holding a breath.
I'm holding my breath right now. Well, Jeff Goldblum became a father for the first time at the age of 62, Gary.
What?
I'm not saying
it's too late, Gary.
Yep. Yeah. And he had his second baby just 1 year later, and he says he wouldn't have it any other way. "I feel right on schedule, and I love our two boys. Everything seemed to happen perfectly. I appreciate it wildly."
Okay, Grandpa Dad.
Poor okay. Babe.
When them babies turn 10, he'll be dropping them off at school. He's gonna be 72.
Thank you.
Babe. He's gonna be in a wheelchair, a hover round, crutches, a walker, a cane.
So how old is his wife?
She's 35 and he's 65.
Oh my God, yeah. Baby.
But she's 35. They probably gonna have more.
Yeah, she knew he had some coins, honey.
Cha-ching.
Okay.
But he's licking that old
but she
coin.
She know he had no juice left, though.
Oh, baby, men can make babies well into their 70s.
Are you serious?
Yes, girl. That thing, they still be swimming. It's slow, but they swim.
It's a slow stroke.
They slow, but they swim.
Yeah.
You be like, "We ain't had sex in 3 months, huh? I'm pregnant."
It just got there.
Oh just got God. There.
It's like a Heinz ketchup bottle. It's
not
just
that slow.
Down.
And then when it gets to egg.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just like, I want to eat it.
Oh, my God. I made one.
Yeah.
Finally.
Maybe harbors around that egg.
Oh, God, that goes for me so tired.
Stop talking to me.
That's why I'm messing
with
the men. You've been broke up with their ass, and then you get pregnant 6 months later.
Right. Yes, honey. Nah. Coming up, honey, want to know the secret, honey, to Kelly Ripa's hot bikini bar at 47? Well, honey, we'll spill all the details next.
The old ones, baby. That thing swippies.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Gary, listen up, because today is your lucky day.
Another one?
That's right. Khloe Kardashian is sharing her tips for looking skinny in photos. So no more chin pics for you. That's right. Now, here are her tips. First one, hide behind your squad. I have a friend that does this all the time. They stand behind you, which basically cuts your body in half.
You can have a defensive line in your photos just so you can stick your head through the middle and look like you're the skinny one.
That's what they do, though. They say, get in front of me, and they get behind you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real squad goals.
Have a photographer shoot from above.
Angles.
Khloe says shooting from above is the only flattering angle.
Amen.
Oh. She is right about that.
Mm. You're just walking around with a photographer.
Well, because when you ask people to take your picture, for some reason, the first thing they do is go low. And it's like,
raise it up, raise it up. This neck one's for you, Gary.
The first rule for women should be never let a guy take a picture of you.
That's what boyfriends are for, taking pictures.
Well, what's our next one?
All right. Well, this one, I'm glad you asked, Gary. This one for you. Stick out your chin. Khloe says, just say no to double chin vibes.
So you do it like that?
Yes, just like that.
His eyes were watching.
And then you hold your phone right here.
Oh.
See that? It even feels better, right?
It does.
It feels better than this.
Gary, you don't really have a chin.
No, he's got like a cute little button.
Well, what is that?
That's your chicken like a gobbler thing.
No, don't listen to them, kids.
Move
that's
on.
Your gobbler.
That's just your basket.
What's the next one?
All right, so the next one is use your arms and shoulders. Incorporate your body, honey.
That's too damn much. Now, I can't even get all that.
So when you're about to take a picture, do you go into the picture thinking, I want to look slim?
Hell no.
Me either.
We know how we look. We see each other every. We see ourselves every day.
Yeah. Okay. As long as my face beat.
Now that's what you have to have on the paper bag. Okay. If that face beat, not give you.
I don't care how big. I'll be like, I'm living good and my face is beat.
Well, speaking of being thick, Kelly Ripa took a page out of being thin. And she took a page out of Khloe's book.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelly Ripa not only looks skinny in photos, but in real life because her diet is no joke.
What is
it? When was she ever not skinny?
Always been skinny.
And not just skinny, toned.
Okay.
Toned.
Well, y'all, Kelly follows a high alkaline diet, which focuses on eating vegetables like beets, broccoli, cucumber, kale, kiwi, and bell pepper, while avoiding acidic foods like yogurt, fish, and sugar.
I have definitely tried some crazy diets.
You sure have.
I've tried just salmon. Only diet. Yeah, which didn't really work well as a woman. And then... good thing I'm single.
Yes,
what did it do to you? Oh, don't worry about that. They can feel it out at home.
Oh, funky car.
Everything was a little... okay.
Welcome to the fish market, honey. That wasn't a good one.
That's not good.
You know, Heck, Rick, have you ever wanted to sweep Martha Stewart off her feet?
Yeah, Karate Kid style.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll tell you the right way after the break.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Nice.
Hey.
Men out there, especially dudes of a certain age, like the ones Portia was talking about a couple stories ago. You want to date Martha Stewart? Here's what you're going to need.
What?
Roses.
Oh.
Okay, I can see that.
That's simple. In an interview with W Magazine, Martha explained how a gentleman wooed her recently. I was having lunch in the old Four Seasons at the Grill Room. A man noticed me and wanted to date, so he had 400 white roses delivered to me. I was having lunch, and then it took three waiters to carry this gigantic arrangement of white roses with his phone number attached to it. That's a pretty nice way to get a girl's attention.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. That even means that this man paid the workers at the Four Seasons where she frequents to know when she was going to be there so he can pre-order 400 flowers. Because who has them already ready to go?
That's true.
Yeah.
They don't just sit around.
So true. So I definitely would have went out with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she says she actually did go out with him and they dated for a while after that.
Oh, well,
really?
That was cute.
Oh, that's what's up.
So how many roses would it take for somebody to convince y'all to go on a date?
Man, legit, it's so dry out here in these streets. I'll go for a carnation.
Well, I'm going to go for the low-hanging fruit. I just drew you a picture of a daisy. Is that enough?
Oh, God.
In there.
Hey, Craig, you can at least cut it out.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.